It is time for Vet Talk on KDOM, and today we are talking with Jenny Quaid. And Jenny, you are a good example of why people spend time at the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic. So let's jump right in. You are a cat lover.
Well, I love all animals, but especially cats. Yes, I have told many people I am the crazy cat lady. I only normally have one cat at a time, and if I don't have a cat, then I guess I would just be crazy, so I better have the cat.
There we go. All right, so let's talk about your experience with your cats and the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic.
Yes, so my most recent experience that I'll talk about is I had a cat for 4 years. His name was Smokey. And this past summer, Smokey became ill, and I was working with the Cottonwood County Vet Clinic, and he developed a hepatic lipidosis. He was stopped eating, and he had high liver functions or liver values, something like that. The vet clinic is so very nice, so very friendly. They work well with you. Every time I went in with Smokey, it's like everybody knew Smokey. He was like part of the vet clinic family. I just felt like when I went there, even though he was my fur baby, I felt like the vet, I mean, even from the reception people at the desk to the vet to the assistant, they all treated Smokey like he was their family too. And they explained things nicely to me that I could understand. They told me, explained the different tests they were doing, took good care of him. And then when it came time that we had to make some difficult choices, they explained what next steps that we may need to take. At that point, we were to the point where we had to make difficult decisions, and they were just very good at
It is never easy when you have to make those decisions. And I know we experienced the same thing with our dog. And it takes a very tough situation and makes it easier knowing that they truly care about those animals as much as we do.
Yes, and I think they're just being very compassionate and understanding that your pet is really part of your life. They have, you know, the cremation services they offer, the doing paw prints for you to take home, spending that extra time saying goodbye to your pet, just all those extra services that they provide for you. And they, you know, even, I don't know, it was probably a week or two later, I got a nice card in the mail, you know, after Smokey's passing that the vet clinic had signed and personalized notes on it. So it's very nice to know that they care.
Very nice. Now, that's one story, but yes, You've got another story.
So then, like I said, if I didn't have a cat, I would just be crazy. Yeah. So I decided that I really needed probably another cat in my life. I couldn't go long without one. And friends of mine had a stray cat that kept coming around their place. And they said, you know, we really think this would be perfect for you. It was very cuddly, very friendly. They didn't know anything about it, and they couldn't find a home for it, and reached out to me. And so I went and got this stray cat. One night when a storm was about to come into town, I went and rescued this cat. And then we named it Stormy. We got this kitten. We didn't know how old it was. We didn't know any information about it, just that they had taken care of it for a while, and it apparently was a stray. I made an appointment right away with the Cottonwood County Vet Clinic, and, of course, they were very helpful, friendly right away. I said I don't have any history. This was a stray cat. And right away did the well kitty check. Check things over to make sure that it was healthy, tried to get an approximate age, and they said 6 to 7 months old, and making sure that it was, we're going to get up to date on shots, all those kind of things, and then we checked to see if it was chipped. And at that point, they did the scan, and they did find that it was a chipped cat or kitten. But it wasn't a local chip, and that is something that, you know, isn't a service that is offered by the Cottonwood County Vet Clinic. To chip your animals so that if they do get lost or something like that happens, that you can do a quick, easy scan. and find your cat, or, you know,
help them. Yeah, help them get home where they belong.
Yes, and so they were able to do that, but because it wasn't a local chip, they had to call into a company to find where this chip was. So they were able to get a number to who was registered to this chip. And then in that process, you know, obviously they don't give that information out to us, just the vet clinic has that information. So then the policy is they have to reach out to that person that's identified as the registered person for that chip. And then they have 5 days to respond. If no one responds, then we'd be able to keep the kitten. And so that was a
long 5 days.
Long. Yes. That was a very difficult time. And again, during that time, the vet clinic, they were all like family there. I mean, they knew because I broke down right away right at the vet clinic when they said that. And the vet clinic staff was like, oh, you know, like she just lost her cat Smokey a month ago, you know, like staff
right
there, they knew it, you know, like I said, that personal connection, they knew what I had been through. So they were all there, right there with me counting down those days. And happily to report, Stormy is ours. It has been way past the 5 days, and Stormy is happily our kitty now. And has been through all the vaccinations, and the vet clinic has given her a good, clean bill of health. And she is happy and healthy in our new home, and we couldn't be more happy to have her.
What a great, happy ending. That's,
yes,
that's the way you want it to be.
Yes, yeah, so I am the crazy cat lady, yeah, with a cat.
The thing to remember, of course, from beginning till the end, the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic's there to help and to be a part of the family when it comes to your pets.
Yes, definitely.
All right, so what do you tell people about the Cottonwood Vet Clinic?
They're just always there to help you, to provide you with support, you know, reach out to them. Definitely all the staff, from the person that answers the phone, the front desk, to the vets, every person there really has your best interest and your pet's best interest at heart.
Very good. Jenny, thank you for talking with us today. And that will do it for Vet Talk. Heard Tuesday mornings at the same time, brought to you by the Cottonwood Vet Clinic.